This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
No hemorrhoids today?
No, I'm doing all right.
How's your hemorrhoid?
Well, welcome to episode number 5 of the podcast. What a way to kick that one off. What a way to kick off episode 5, hemorrhoids. If you have no idea what we're talking about, flip on back to episode 4. You'll catch up over there.
And shame on you for not already knowing. You should.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow. All right. In this podcast, we're going to be talking to Tim Olson. He is the Associate Director for Field Operations with the U.S. Census Bureau. Now, when he first got on the phone with us, he referenced the Pacific Northwest. And how would he know that? JP, did you give him my, because I have a 206, I have a Seattle phone number. How did he know we were from the Pacific Northwest?
Maybe he did his research. I gave him the Googs. I gave him the Google number. So
yeah, we have a Google phone number, which is a Phoenix number, which also pipes into the same phone. But yeah,
he got like a list of who he was interviewing with and just did his research. I mean, he's like an analyst. That's what he does.
That is respectable though. If he got
it's
a list
so
and spent the time to go to our website and do a little background information on us. Because does it say on the website that we're from the Pacific Northwest?
I think it does. I think in our bios it does. I don't know. It's been 3 months since I wrote the bio. I don't remember.
Or Tim dug through both of your guys' trash. I don't think that's right.
True. Yeah. He does talk about sending people out and pounding the pavement, knocking on doors, finding, you know, where the census forms are.
This is a part of his employment office. He's seeking us out. He wants to know our backgrounds.
See, but I wouldn't believe that because of the coronavirus. Maybe he just looked up our names, found our social security numbers, and just like really dug into the government computers, you know?
He knows your mom's maiden name and all that. Yeah.
He's got it all. But no, the filling out the census forms, very important. April 1st, which is today when we're recording episode 5 here, it is the time to get those, a big push to get those forms in. The deadline, the official deadline is still a number of weeks out, which we will talk more about that in today's Gutter and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Enjoy.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gutter and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gutter and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
All right, well, it's the time of the year. It's time to get those census forms filled out and submitted. A lot of people, you may have already received it in the mailbox. You get yours, Cheyenne?
Yes, I did. I got it a couple times.
Yeah, I know. They sent out 2 to every household? I had no idea. Yeah. But yeah, because I got 2 as well. But with more information on the census and everything, we have an expert. His name is Tim Olson, Associate Director for Field Operations with the U.S. Census Bureau. Hey, Tim.
Hey, is this Gunner or Cheyenne?
It's both of us.
Hi.
Both here. 2-for-1 special, Tim.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. Hey, you're from the Pacific Northwest. Whereabouts?
We are from the Seattle area. I'm from the west side of the state, and Cheyenne is from the east side of the state.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I lived in Seattle for many, many years.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But now doing our thing here in Phoenix, Arizona, man.
Hey, that is cool. It's a little bit less misty than up in Seattle.
Yeah. Well, today the forecast is mid 80s, so it's gonna be fabulous.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. It's in the 40s here in DC.
Oh my gosh.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I just saw it's snowing in Spokane.
Oh no.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
No, thank you. I mean, if
April 1st, yeah. It's snowing in Spokane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, being we're self-quarantined. We're doing the show. Like right now I'm at my house. Cheyenne's at her house and producer JP's at his house. So we've been doing the show in our self-quarantined states, you know, and we're all kind of piped together on with the magic of technology, man.
Yeah. I'm in my living room on a cell phone because we're quarantined as well.
I like it. All right. Well, today's the big day, Tim. We got Census Day, and that's no April Fool's joke, right?
That's right. Today's a big day. A big day.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what I did? April 1st is Census Day. So are they all due today? People, can they still continue to be submitted after April 1st?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Census Day, April 1st, is just the reference day, meaning if people are confused about who to include in their household, they simply think about who lives or sleeps in their home most of the time as of April 1st. We started receiving responses in the middle of March, and we'll continue receiving these, you know, for the next many, many weeks, probably a couple of months.
Okay. What is the official deadline?
Well, our deadline is to deliver to the president the national and state level population counts by December 31st, so that they can apportion the U.S. Congress between each of the states. Normally, in the normal world, when there's not a pandemic going on, we would finish up all of the data collection part of the census. By the middle, end of July, and then there's a lot of back-end stuff that happens. So right now, you know, our field work, which would have started in the middle of May, that's on hold when we follow up with households that haven't responded on their own.
When you say field work, Tim, is that somebody going door-to-door and ask why they haven't submitted their census form yet?
Exactly, yeah. Wow. We hire about 500,000 people.
Wow.
And they're trained and they literally get individual addresses on their iPhone that we provide them with. And they follow up with those individual households to get a completed form. It's labor intensive. It's a big job. You know, we normally do that from middle of May through basically the beginning of July.
Uh-huh.
And right now that's a little bit uncertain. Can we do that safely?
Right.
So we're
right.
Evaluating every single day, you know, with this virus that's, you know, sweeping the country. When can we safely do that follow-up exercise? But right now, what we're urging people to do, we're urging them to do is, you know, go online, complete the census. It's really simple. It'll take people usually about 10 minutes or less. And if they do that, that simply means we don't have to go visit them, in a few months.
Right.
It's so easy for them. It's safe for them. And, it really guarantees that, their community and the state of Arizona will get their fair share of funding. For the next decade.
Yeah, that's what's important about the census. I mean, not only that the government knows the numbers and stuff like that, but I mean, for the funding for certain neighborhoods, if everybody cannot be accounted for, I mean, there could be a ton of people there, but only so many people submit the census, so it looks like a smaller group of people, so there's not as much funding, right?
Yeah, I mean, the funding that right now, every year, the federal government allocates about $675 billion to local communities based on the population count. And it's for things that are things that we take for granted, but we rely upon. Think of hospitals, think of emergency services, 911, funding for schools, roads, transportation projects. All of that funding is based on the population count. So that's why it's so critical for people, you know, when they get that invitation from us, literally respond, include everybody in their household, whether they're related or not. If they live there, put them on the form.
Okay.
So what, at this point in time, what is your guys' return rate right now? Have you gotten a lot back?
I love the question. Oh my gosh. Yes. So as of, we track this literally every day, actually multiple times a day. Uh-huh. As of last night at midnight, more than 50 million households have already responded to the census.
Okay.
Over
I feel like that's
50
a lot.
Million households.
How does that compare to 10 years ago?
It is.
Because you only do this every 10 years. So how does that compare?
Yeah, we are right on track.
Okay.
We're right on track with what our projections were. This, what we call self-response phase, you know, it's going to go on for, you know, quite a while. So that 50 million will keep on growing and growing and growing. And by the time that we can actually get into the field and start following up with non-responding households, we'll probably be, as far as percentage-wise, probably 65% of all households will already have been counted because they responded on their own.
Okay.
Wow. So we're urging as many households as possible, simply take that 10-minute period of time it takes. It's real simple. You just go to 2020census.gov. And it takes you right to the online secured form. All of the information people provide is confidential, can't be shared with immigration, with law enforcement, local code enforcement is confidential, and it really does help people's communities for the next decade.
So it's not a trap is what you're saying.
It's not a trap.
It's not shared with anybody. So I just want to throw that out there. I like that. So so now on the envelope, it says it is required by law.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Can you explain that?
The way
it
works is, I mean, it's the census is in the United States Constitution. So we've done a census every 10 years since 1790. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that the laws that govern the census require, it's a mandatory participation. And if we don't hear from somebody, that's when we go knocking on their door. And, you know, like I said, I'll be hiring close to a little more than half a million people that will do that door knocking. And we train them to go and go and go until they get a response. And so I kind of like to tell people, hey, we can be a little bit relentless. So if you don't want somebody knocking on your door, bugging you, you know, please just do it on your own. Make it easy for you. Make it easy for us, because we're serious about getting a complete count of everybody.
Wow. That's crazy. I had no idea that it was that in depth.
As far as what, people knocking on the door to follow up?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, 10 years ago, you were what, 17? 18?
Also true.
So, I mean, you're living with mom and dad. See, I don't remember that either, though. I mean, I've kind of moved around a lot, so I don't remember that. But it's very thorough. I mean, you want to get a count, and every single household has gotten the envelope or gotten the invite, and it's just something that is needed, and the time to do it. I mean, how long would you say, Tim, to fill that out online? How long would that take?
We publicly tell people about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And what do you privately
but
tell
I'll
people?
I'll tell you. I did my own about 2 weeks ago. I was in my living room here in Washington, D.C., where I live. I got the invitation, pulled it out of the mailbox. And, of course, I've been planning this census for a decade. So I'm kind of excited. I went into the site, and it took me 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Literally, I timed it. 3 minutes. All we asked for is how many people live at the address, a number, what are their names, how old each person is, are they male or female, what is their race, are they of Hispanic origin or not, how is each person in the household connected to person one, you know, a son, a daughter, right, a grandparent, a spouse, a roommate, mm-hmm, you know, a friend, whatever. And then do they own or rent their home?
Okay.
That's all we ask.
Wow, that seems simple enough.
It's literally a couple of minutes to complete that.
Yeah, it'll take between 3 and 10 minutes is what we've discovered there. And I mean, that's no time at all to prevent somebody from knocking on your door and hounding you about submitting your census form.
Yep, that's right.
I like honestly, the amount of time that it takes to fill it out is the amount of time it takes for like Netflix to heat up and you to select a show.
Yeah.
So I just get it done while Netflix is warming up.
Well, I mean, not only that, it's a great point. I mean, with the coronavirus thing and everybody self quarantining, everybody's got a lot of time on their hands. There really is no excuse that people do not have the time to fill this thing out. And so definitely take the time to do that. 2020census.gov. .gov is the web address to fill that out online. If you may check your mailbox, if you haven't been out there, maybe in your mailbox as well, to fill that out and send it back. Tim Olson, Associate Director for Field Operations with the U.S. Census Bureau. Man, I appreciate the time today. It's you've been very informative. It's been great.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.